Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, we wanted to get a very quick update as to what is happening with the water in the Greater Glen Hazel area. Daniel Shea, I don't know, he's wondering what his superpower is and why he can't bring water to his residents. Daniel, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm good, and yourself?
Good, thank you. So you've clearly been very hard at work in trying to manage the situation. Can you give us an update, please? What is the latest?
Okay, so I've just spent the last about 40 minutes meeting with all the various teams. I can tell you Sandringham is in their final hour of the operation, and about 9 a.m. they should be opening their valves. Glen Hazel's a little bit behind. They are looking at a lunchtime valve opening, and wow, both of them, basically from the time the valves open, it's about 2 hours before pressure normalizes in the area. But obviously it was a challenge. They started a little bit late, and there's a challenge working through the night, but they are still hard at work, and they're looking like they will be done today.
Right, so let's just try and understand this. The water in Sandringham, in the Sandringham areas, and that's people who are being fed by that particular channel, those valves should come on round about 9, give it a few hours until water pressure starts to return normally, so that's at 11. Glen Hazel, we're yes, talking about lunchtime, which effectively means mid-afternoon, in order to get water.
Exactly.
Okay, and tell me the delays, what has been the cause of them?
So I don't know what the initial delay was with Joburg Water turning off the water. So the way these projects work is that Joburg Water has to turn off the water, and then the contractors come in and they start doing the tie-in work. And so Joburg Water was delayed. I think there's a plant shortage. They've got an issue with their contract currently for vehicles. So they were delayed getting to site. And once you're delayed, then you start working into the night, and it's obviously slower working in the dark than
And I don't mean to be rude, but especially with load shedding, that doesn't help either, does it? Because
thank God we didn't have load shedding when they were working last night, but it's definitely a challenge. And also, these guys have been working all night now. They were up ready to go at 8 o'clock yesterday morning. So they're tired, but they haven't stopped working, so I'm very grateful that they've kept going.
I was thinking about that this morning, because when I was driving into studio, there were lots of people around very, very early. You could see that they still have been working at it. And I thought to myself, you know, I wish I had thought of this. I would have brought some cold drinks or brought something in my car just to give it to, you know, to say thank you, because they have been working through the night, haven't they?
Yes, so if anyone could bring a team that they see anything, that'll be well appreciated. It is also a challenge. There's over 100 guys working on this project throughout the area, so there's a lot of people to show appreciation to. But yeah, if you can, I mean, our community is known for being very appreciative and for really showing appreciation to workers in the neighbourhood. So if we just carry that on, that would be wonderful.
That is absolutely right. Councillor Daniel Shea, Councillor for the Democratic Alliance, Ward 72, bringing us update on the water situation. It is 8:13. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 High FM. Go and do that. Go and do that. If you see the teams working, go and help out. Just give them something to say thank you. It is not an easy job, and we greatly appreciate them doing that for us.